boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Starting to think that some people around this building think that I'm practicing my Halloween costume a couple months early.
Well, you dress normal, so what's the costume?
Well, the costume would probably be like a penguin or something, because like they waddle, and I am waddling like you wouldn't believe.
Okay, I can't say that I've walked near you.
I know, you haven't. I keep getting stuffed in the hallway by people, and they're like, are you okay? Everything okay? You look like you're hurt. And I'm not. I'm not, well, kind of, actually. I kind of am hurt. I did a little too much on leg day on Tuesday, and I am feeling it today.
That's the worst, when it like is so bad that other people start to be like, dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, people think I'm like injured, like I like broke an ankle or something and I can't walk. It's just that my legs are killing me. They're on fire. Everything hurts.
I don't even know what you like. Maybe you need to put a sign on like the back of your t-shirt says, I'm good. Don't ask.
Dude, I've gotten to the point today that people are like, hey, can you come by my office or whatever? And I'm like, can I call you?
Oh, God.
Don't make me get up. Don't make me get up.
Nobody wants you to call them.
Why? I thought everybody liked a phone call.
Because then also either it's talk on the phone or you got to get up. The other person has to get up.
Oh, yeah. They're
to
getting up today. Not me. Nope.
I'm glad you didn't need me today, because I wouldn't
have. You wouldn't have gotten up?
I wouldn't have gotten up. I feel your pain, dude. It's really embarrassing when you have maybe, I don't know, gone a little too hard at the gym or helped your friend move over the weekend and your legs are sore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're waddling around the office.
And then everyone thinks you like hurt yourself falling off a ladder or something like that.
Like, are you okay? Are you putting on an act? What's going on? That's bad. I think the second most bad thing to be sore is when you sleep on your neck wrong.
Oh my God.
The amount of times I have like had a kink in my neck, come to work the next day and somebody's like walking by me like, hey, Taylor. And you turn around and you're like, And they're like, what is wrong with you? Why do you look like you're in pain?
I swear to God, those are the days that they have all the meetings and you got to crank your neck looking at the screen, or everyone wants to come to your office that day.
They're like, why are you looking at me with your whole body?
Like, well, because I hurt.
It's so embarrassing.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you're looking to dump somebody, but you're like, I don't really want to dump somebody, listen up.
You know, that would probably be me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not looking to, but I have a hard time with the goodbye.
The dumping. Okay, well, this makes sense then, because I don't know why it's popping up on my For You page, but it is. People talking about the gray rock technique when it comes to breaking up with somebody.
Just throw a gray rock at their face.
Well, you may be charged criminally for doing that, and that could end the relationship, or you could just...
This is me assuming what it was.
Stick to what you know, which is... this is apparently a tip that psychologists use to stop arguments. They tell you to embody a gray rock, which is,
this is dumb,
literally dull and boring, to repel the other person. So when they text you, you're not asking questions back. You're basically saying the dullest response, like,
what?
Ha ha, LOL. Okay, thanks. Like all of just the bare minimum. And then they're going to get so sick and tired of it, they'll end up kicking you to the curb and they're going to think it was their idea. So you didn't have to do any of the dirty work.
I get that with bullying 100%, because I used to do that. I'm like, okay, I'll just take it. Eventually you'll be done and bored.
Sick of it.
And you'll move on to another person, or you'll just give up, right? But I'm like, God, if it's an ex, I'm going to get you back.
Yeah, I don't know that you could just leave it at a ha ha.
Not me.
I've seen you tippy tapping typing on that phone over there. It's crazy.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Neighbor man and I are going somewhere this weekend and we're doing something, and I just have a feeling it will be the end of our relationship. There will be no neighbor man anymore.
A breakup is on the horizon.
100% guaranteed.
So why are you doing this? What is it?
Because it does sound a little fun. Not the breakup part, but what we're doing sounds fun.
Oh, God.
Remember I told you we got invited to a wedding reception?
Yeah.
Okay, so I looked into the wedding reception details a little bit more last night. Turns out it's at some place that now also allows camping. So I...
Oh, my God.
...asked him if he wanted to go camping. I don't think he thought I was serious. But I am. And so he's like, okay, that means I have to get stuff ready. I don't know what the stuff is. I'm hoping it's a tent because I'm not just laying on grass. I'll tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I'm thinking about it now, I think I set us up for failure because I just don't think we're going to get out alive. Like, there's no way we can camp and not fight. I think I'm the I'm going to be the problem.
Oh, I can think of four things right now that are immediate red flag issues.
What's that?
You shouldn't do this. Bathroom situation.
Oh my God, I didn't think of that.
That's humiliating. I mean, unless
I have to go in a cup.
Oh God, I don't know what the campground is like. So that's like number one. That's what I think of. Number two is you're probably gonna have crappy cell service, which means you're not gonna be able to scroll on TikTok, which means you're gonna talk his ear off, and he's gonna be sick of you after 5 minutes.
Well, hey, I'm fine with talking his ear off.
the sleeping on the hard floor,
I got
the
a ground. I got a bad back. This is not gonna go well.
Everybody's crankier when their back hurts, so that's just gonna start a fight.
Something I had thought of is that I just told you yesterday I got hot feet.
Oh God.
And I'm not gonna have a fan. There is gonna be probably zero electricity. I'm going to get hot, which means I'm going to get cranky.
Mm-hmm. And you said tent. I have never built a tent, but I feel
neither
like watching somebody build a tent, it's a lot like building furniture or putting on like a fitted sheet where it is extremely frustrating. And I don't know.
It ends up with somebody saying, can you help me? I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And bugs. You hate bugs.
I know. I told him once I see a tick, I'm out of there, man.
You're going to be like, oh, what's her name from The Parent Trap? Meredith?
The mom? Yes. She's the lizard?
Exactly that.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Whoa, dude. It is windy out there.
Yeah, it is.
I wish so bad that we could go take a little walk-see around the block, around the neighborhood, I guess, that we're in. Because there is so much stuff blowing around. Nothing exciting that I can see out in the lawn. There's some branches. There's some leaves and things. But I can only imagine if you got near where, like, trash cans and stuff are.
Some good stuff might fly out.
I don't know. You might find a treasure out there today.
That's true. I'm looking. I can see because you peeked the window open a little bit for me. We got a baby tree out there. That thing is, I don't even know if it's going to survive today.
That may end up in somebody else's lawn. That might be somebody else's
might
treasure.
Be like, wait a minute. Is this a twig? No, it was a tree.
No, I didn't order a tree. Where'd that come from?
I feel so bad.
You're being a rule breaker.
I know. And you know me, Taylor. I'm a rule follower.
Through and through.
Through and through. But this weekend, I am going to be a bad girl. And I'm so excited about it.
Okay, JoJo Siwa. What you doing?
Well, I'm going to crash something. And I want to know if I'm the only one who's ever done this before. Or maybe you have crashed something you weren't invited to. And I want to hear about it as well. But I'm going to crash a wedding this weekend.
Ooh, I feel like this is like upper level badness.
I know, I've never done it before. I've always wanted to. I feel like it'd be so much fun. But neighbor man, he's got that wedding reception this weekend, which is for his stepbrother.
Okay.
Okay. He went to go RSVP us on the little website last night. The problem is he never asked for a plus one.
Oh my God, he didn't have a plus one.
Like, it doesn't give him an option, like, at all. So he's like, you'll just come with me. It's okay. And I was like, he's like, we'll get fed before. We'll feed ourselves really well. And then we'll just get him a really, really nice, expensive gift.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Well, I feel like that evens it out. But I do feel kind of bad because, one, I've never met the family before. And, two, I'm now crashing their wedding.
Dude, what's going to happen when neighbor man hits the restroom and you're standing there by yourself and somebody says, who do you know here? What are you going to do? You're gonna be outed as the wedding crasher.
I have never in my 29 years of my life crashed anything that I was not invited to, but this weekend's a whole different story.
I feel like this is going to be like your villain origin story, and now you're just going to start showing up uninvited to stuff.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to become a domino effect. Next thing you're going to find out at news at 10, get arrested for like bank robbery or something.
No. Different. That's not right.
That escalated way too quickly. I'm just letting this get to my head too much, but I'm wondering if it also got to your head, and what did you crash that you weren't invited to?
Tanner, what about you?
There was one time that a mutual friend of mine, he was about to get married and was going to have his bachelor party at this club downtown, and I wasn't invited, but one of the guys in the party said, hey, we're going to be at this club, so I just happened to be there and showed up and then just kind of joined all their shenanigans together. I mean, he kind of called me out like, you know, you weren't invited, but I'm like, well, you know, hey, it's a club. I can still be here.
Wow. I would hate to be called out like that.
That would make me feel bad, but I think I would do something like that, maybe.
I feel like I can kind of relate to this back in college, and I'm going to tell you right now, I do not recommend this type of behavior, okay?
Oh, my God.
Not good, but I had a group of friends that were going to Okoboji over the 4th of July. And it was like four girls, I think, and me and my roommate at the time. They're like, oh my gosh, you guys should come, but we don't have room for you in our hotel room. Like, we're going to get in trouble. We would love for you guys to come and like party with us. You just can't stay in our hotel room. I was like, I'm not spending money on my own hotel room. My roommate was in the same boat. We're like, why don't we just pack up the car, crash the trip, and figure it out once we get there.
Oh, it's the worst thing you can say.
So that's number one, what we crashed. Then we got to Okoboji. We found a group of gentlemen who took us in. It was a bunch of other like college boys that were like, yeah, you could like crash in the basement of our lake house. And we were like, sweet. So we crashed the trip, and then we crashed in some dude's basement.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
You know when you got some tea that's like so juicy that
piping
like
hot, piping hot tea,
piping hot tea that I started kickling. I mean, that's a new word. Kicking my feet because I was like, this is good.
Okay, wait, hello, spill it.
Okay, Angela posted on our Z102.9 Facebook page because we asked, when did you crash something you weren't invited to? Mm-hmm. Which she says, my ex-boyfriend's sister's wedding.
Ex-boyfriend, sister's wife. Okay, okay.
To top it off, she was marrying another one of my ex-boyfriends. Oh, I made my presence known for sure.
Dude, that's bold.
Woo, girl, let's be friends.
Good for you. I kind of love that. Kathy, what did you crash?
It was several years ago. My husband and I crashed a Christmas party that we knew a friend that worked there, and we even took a picture with their Santa.
Oh, my God. Tell me you won one of the prizes, because they always give out gifts and stuff.
We didn't stick around to know if we did or not, but we got our Christmas picture with Santa, so it sits on our mantle.
I love it. There's proof that you crashed it. You left mm-hmm. with a souvenir of sorts mm-hmm. that sits on your fireplace.
That honestly kind of inspires me. It makes me think that maybe I should crash like a big corporate Christmas party.
Should we? No,
I want to. Don't say no, we aren't going to. Imagine a big corporate like Christmas party. You know, first off, the food's gonna be good.
Uh-huh.
The music's probably gonna be popping. Uh-huh. And then they're gonna give out like stupid expensive like prizes, like TVs. I'm just going up there and pretending I'm Stacy, even though I'm not Stacy when they call it Stacy. Or hopefully they just do a raffle number and I just happen to get a raffle.
I'm Stacy from accounting.
That's a good joke. You don't look like you do counting at all.
Chris, what did you crash?
I crashed a baby shower.
You crashed a baby shower?
Yes.
How did that happen? Did you know the baby?
No. Mom had a problem with me, and she didn't want me to come, and I ended up showing up.
Did she get mad that you were there?
Oh, she got mad. Oh. She got really mad.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What if I told you, when you first met your man, he immediately put you into one of five categories in his brain?
Oh, God. I'm fine with hearing that. It's the categories I'm nervous about.
I'm going to tell you what they are.
Oh, crap. Okay.
This has been all
Let's
over.
Let's just make me cry. I was already feeling one coming on anyway.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I've seen it on Instagram Reels. I've seen it on TikTok. People talking about the box theory, which is basically.
Box, I would think there's only four, though. So how do you have five?
No, they're separate boxes.
Oh, okay. I thought we were dividing one box up into four.
No. Good idea, though. No, it's this idea that apparently, and obviously it's not true for all guys, but apparently guys put women into one of the five boxes in their brain, like, not long after meeting them, and it helps decide whether they would date them or not. Oh. And what some people say is that once you're in one of these boxes, it's pretty impossible for you to move to a different box, and they're always going to see you this way. So if you're ready, I'm going to tell you what the five boxes are. Do you want me to start with good or bad? Because there's kind of a ranking here.
Let's start with good.
Okay.
Because I already feel crying coming on, so let's just ease me into it.
Well, I would say that this is the best. Well, I don't know. It's also the most dangerous category, apparently, and that is the out of his league girl.
I'd like to think I'm in that one.
Okay. Moving down.
She's moving on.
I don't know, dude. You haven't heard them all yet. The next one is the dream girl.
Oh, never mind. I want to be that one.
That's like wifey material. Yeah, out of his league. It normally ends up with somebody getting hurt because he feels lesser than if she's out of his league. Another category is the good enough girl.
I feel like I've been that in some relationships. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. We all have.
Yeah.
Another one is the good time girl.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to show off. You're not going to take them home to your parents.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
For a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. The last one is the desperate girl.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like
well,
that?
I don't know. You looked at me like I should own up to something. I'm just waiting for you to tell me. It's just a desperate
Oh, we've all been the desperate girl that's like, please love me. And then you end up staying there and they never love you.
Oh, 100%. I feel like I do the five category boxes myself with boys.
Do you really?
100%. Especially the dream one, the out of my league one. Mm. And what was the what
good
was
enough?
The good enough.
Interesting.
100%. And most recently, too. I mean, I was in like a relationship that I was like, you're good enough. And then there was one that I was like, whoa, he's way, way out of my league. But I'm going to pursue it anyway.
Mm.
Yeah, I definitely do that category.
Interesting. I don't think that I do. I don't have any of
really?
These boxes. No.
Well, then what's in your noggin?
Dude, nothing.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Screw the kiss, marry, and kill game. We're over that one. We're on to a new one. It's way funner anyways. It's called Keep, Kill, or Kick Out. And it's not about people. It's about bugs. Do you keep them in the house and let them be? Do you kill them? That was me trying to kill a bug.
Yeah, got it.
Or kick out. Like you just kick it out the front door and kind of let it out back into nature. What do you do?
Jasmine, what do you do?
Depends on the bug. I don't cheat ever because ew. And as for killing, I kill like bugs that bite. Like a fly, gnat. If it's a moth or a butterfly, I will try to capture it and let it loose.
Okay, I get that. I'm with Jasmine 100% that I am never keeping a bug. I'm not letting them just roam through the house. Mm-hmm. No way. And my patience, I guess, was tested today because I had to face the nastiest looking bug I've ever seen.
What was it?
What was it again? A silverfish?
Which sounds cute.
It's
but
not.
They are ugly.
I was sitting at my desk, okay? And I looked to my right to see that this silverfish, which Google it if you dare. They have a million legs and they're long and they're gross. I look over and it's just waddling into my office like we had a meeting.
At oh, he's 1:15. Like, here for my 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, who invited you here? Not me. So I'm immediately, my feet come up into my chair. I grab whatever I have on the ground off. I'm like, I got to find somebody to take care of this. I don't care what they do. You can kill or you can kick out, but we ain't keeping it. You don't belong here.
Unless you take it to your office and you make sure there's no way it's escaping.
Put it in an enclosure. So I scurried into the Morning Scramble's office and I said, Eric, are you scared of critters? And he said, well, what are we talking about? I'm like, come look at this thing because I don't know what it's doing here. So he took care of it. He killed the thing.
Oh, and left the, so he does the kill.
He's the killer. I don't think it was even an option for him to just kick it out. Like, he was immediate, paper towel, squashing it, taking care of business.
I think we needed another category instead of keep, kill, or kick out. It needed to be cry, because I think that's what you
That's are. Exactly what I did. You're right. There's a scary moment when you see a bug, especially if you're scared, like us too. You're like, what do I do with this thing? Do I scream? Yes, of course. That's the first step every time, is you scream. And then you kind of go through the options of, do I keep it, do I kill it, or do I kick it out? And we want to know from you, what do you do with a bug in that moment? But Gary, what do you do?
This is way too close to my dating life.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
I have the exact same options when it comes to dating. So it just depends on the situation.
Do you have certain bugs that you keep, kill, or kick out?
Typically, spiders I let out. Flies are dead on the spot. And anything else, it just depends on how much tequila is involved.
I love it.
I mean, he's on to something there.
Yeah, he kind of is. I'm a firm believer, kill them all. I know that there are some that are good for the house. And I don't care.
Can you do the squishing? I can't even do the squishing. I'm so scared.
No, I won't do the squishing. Unless I truly am the only option, then I will throw a shoe at it, close my eyes, and hope to God it got it.
Horrifying.
But I cannot kill it. My biggest fear when I try to kill it is that it will somehow grow some really great jumping little legs of some sort, and it's going to jump in my face. That's when I have a fear every single time. However, it is hard to date someone who's the complete opposite view on you when it comes to keep, kill, or kick out, because I am dead set on kill, right?
Okay.
Neighbor man is dead set on keep.
Oh, God.
And so I would like him to kill it, because I don't want to kill it. He was like, oh, it's good for the house. The cat will get to it.
So
I'm
he
like,
doesn't.
Or I'll eat it when I'm sleeping.
Oh, God. He doesn't even move it or relocate it.
He says it's good for the house. And I cannot stand that. Why are you looking at
me? I'm like, how do you sleep at night?
No, I don't.
God.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.